My guest today is Jason van Eyck. And despite his name, he's not actually Dutch. That's a good Dutch or Belgian name, but he hails from Toronto.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to be talking today about the Azrieli Prize, which until now has been a prize for Jewish music and is now starting a whole new wing or a whole new endeavor, which is to issue an enormous prize for Canadian music. It's Canada's largest music composition prize. Jason, welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about this.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. So the Azrieli Foundation decided in 2014 that they wanted to launch a new prize for music composition. The Azrieli Foundation itself is one of the largest public foundations in Canada, and music and the arts is one of our areas of giving. And Sharon Azrieli, who's one of the family members, and also an operatic soprano herself, was very keen to envision
a vested musical interest.
Absolutely. Okay. And she was had a strong vision towards creating a prize for music composition and new creations. And it started in with our first prizes in 2016. So we had an Azrieli Commission for Jewish Music. So I should mention it's a Jewish family, so interested in supporting Jewish culture and creating Jewish repertoire. And also a Discovery Prize for pieces written within the last 10 years. And so we launched with that in 2016, and then 2018 did works for chamber music. And now, and as part of the evolution of the prize, we wanted to open both Jewish music prizes to the international community and create this Canadian prize for Canadian composers. We're based in Canada. We feel very strongly in supporting Canadian music creation and excellence in the arts and music in Canada, as much as we like to support composers right around the world.
This it strikes me as you know, the Canadians are known for their self-effacement almost, and this is like it's a splashy thing, it's a big thing, but that must be in equal parts surprising and exciting.
Absolutely, and it was something that was really missing in the Canadian landscape, and certainly something that we felt was needed. There are other prizes for music composition in Canada. Very few of them are to create a new work, and certainly none of them are at this at this level.
How do you pick a jury for something like that?
Well, you know, being good Canadians, we make sure that things are as balanced as possible. So we do have people from right across the country, and we from St. John's, Newfoundland, right through to Vancouver, and also we have a gender balance on our, so our jury is 50% female, 50% male. Also in terms of expertise, we, for both of our juries, for both the Jewish Prize and the Canadian Prize, we make sure that we have composers, of course, because we need people to help us with that, but we have conductors who sit on the jury and musicologists as well, who help us with the understanding of how one would describe what is Jewish music, but also what is Canadian music? What does it mean to write music in Canada?
So challenging questions. Let's take a quick musical break and hear music by Vlad Markelets. This is going to be the Con Fuoco from the Concerto for Klezmer Clarinet. Do you want to say a word about that before we hear it?
Oh, this piece is just fantastic and so energetic, and written specifically for David Krakauer. Vlad was completely inspired by hearing a recording of him and wrote this concerto with him in mind. And this was the first time, this recording, where they got to do it together. So it was very exciting.
Great. Con Fuoco from the Concerto for Klezmer Clarinet.
Thank you.
That's the incredible David Krakauer playing clarinet in a piece by Vlad Markelitz. That was the Confuoco movement of the Concerto for Klezmer Clarinet. My guest is Jason van Eyck, and the Azrieli Prize for Jewish Music has a deadline which we want to signal to our listeners, especially if you're a composer, Sunday, September 1st, 2019. The prize is not just a whopping $50,000, but it's also a chance to be premiered, have a work premiered by Le Nouvel Ensemble Moderne, and many other potential performances, and of course a recording on the Analecta label. Tell us more about this.
Absolutely, yeah. So this is one of the first prizes that we launched with the Azrieli Music Prize program, and so it's a we're looking for works written within the last 10 years. In this case, this time around, we're looking for chamber music. So, as you mentioned, Nouvel Ensemble Moderne is a 14-member ensemble, and we're looking for works up to that number, plus two soloists. If the composers have works that have the solos in it, we will allow for that. The focus really is on works that are inspired by Jewish music or works that are inspired by the Jewish experience, and we really think about that very broadly. We don't think that it's just, you know, we're not looking for Old Testament, we're not looking for just klezmer, we're looking for poetry, we're looking for stories, we're looking for myths, we're looking for legends, we're looking for lived experience. We really want people to explore this in the broadest possible way. And it's not just open to Jewish composers. I want to be clear about that as well. Composers from all affiliations and backgrounds are welcome to explore this. That idea of intercultural understanding is very important to what we do, so we really want to open the doors to others to have a chance to explore.
That's admirable. And so perhaps it's a shame, but we are going to close out with another piece from the Klezmer.
How can you not? It's still
because
part
it's
of
so
the,
great, and we can't possibly not do this. So here's the Ad Libitum movement, I believe, from the Concerto for Klezmer Clarinet from 2008 by Vlad Markelitz. Thank you very much, Jason, for joining
My
us.
Pleasure.
Jason van
Eyck. Thank you.
Thank you.